Welcome back to Storytelling 2.0, where we discuss the art of attention in an age of distraction. Listen in as Peter Lynch shares the secrets to build your brand, grow your influence, and become a master speaker, one story at a time.
I'm going to say something pretty dramatic. I don't believe you can be a great leader if you don't know how to tell stories. And let me explain what I mean. So to me, one of the great challenges of leadership is how do you get teams to do things, to move, to create positive action towards a strategy or a goal? It's really the essence of great leaders. You know, great leaders create a vision and a strategy, but not just that, they actually get people to move towards that vision and that strategy. And there's no better way in my mind to do that than through storytelling, because it allows people to remember the vision and strategy and connect with the vision and strategy. And, you know, a lot of times people will say that storytelling is really just about communication. And I actually think it's about one step further than communication. It's really about connection. It's about creating the ability to connect with something. And great leaders get their teams to connect to great things. So storytelling is paramount to becoming a great leader. I want to share just real briefly a really cool time when I used a story to connect with my team and got them to do something really powerful that I probably couldn't have got them to do in absence of a story. So I led talent at a large global company. And one of the things that we were focused on was making the onboarding process better. So, you know, that first day you start and sometimes people consider up to the first 90 days. But it's really that onboarding experience. And for millennials, it's become so important. A great onboarding experience is really paramount for, you know, to create longevity for millennials and really even all employees and all age demographics. But millennials have identified this as something really critical for them. And one of the important things to a great onboarding experience is that when they show up on day one, that the things they need are there. You know, that their manager makes time for them, that they feel welcome, that they're getting some information, and that they get their technology. That if they have a laptop, that the laptop is ready. You know, that really feeds into them feeling like they're a part of the team and that they're wanted. And so at this company, we had a little bit of an issue in that technology was not arriving consistently for all of the new hires on day one. And so I was meeting with our talent acquisition consultants, and we were talking about owning the onboarding experience, and that one of our issues where we were falling down was with technology arriving on time. And I'll never forget, someone on the team said, "But Peter, we don't own technology." And they were right. We didn't own technology. This was an IT function. Now, I could have, as a leader, told them, it doesn't matter, just fix it, just make it work. It doesn't matter. I could have pushed them. I could have said, I don't care that you're having a problem with it, fix the problem. Now, that wouldn't have inspired them to do something. That would not have allowed them to connect to the idea of why this was important. But then I remembered a story. So literally just a couple weeks prior to that, I'd gone out to a dinner with my wife, and we went to a nice restaurant, and we had a babysitter at home, and we ate, and we had a great dinner. We had a great time, and it came time for us to leave, and we went out to the valet to pick up the car, and guess what? One of the valets had left with the keys to my car, and it was snowing. This was around Christmas time, and it was starting to snow really heavily, and the roads were getting bad. We're paying for a babysitter. And long story short, it took an hour for the valet to get back with my keys. So we were there an extra hour. We paid an extra hour the babysitter. Plus, it took us longer now to get home because the roads were horrible. And the manager of the restaurant comes up to me and he says, "Mr. Lynch, I'm so sorry about all of this, but I just want to let you know something. we don't own the valet. We don't own the valet. And I looked at him and I said, you may not own the valet, but guess what you do own? You own the experience. And I looked at him and I said, so I'll probably never be back to this restaurant because I don't care that you don't own the valet. You own the experience, and the experience for me was not good. Now, that manager of that restaurant didn't understand the power of owning the experience. And so I shared this story with my talent team, and I will never forget when one of the people on the team just connected to that story. And they looked at me and they said, you know what? You're absolutely right. I may not own technology, but I own this experience for these employees. And this person took it upon themselves to work with technology and solve the problem. It was the story that allowed me to connect with that team member. It was the story that allowed that team member to connect with the idea. And ultimately, it was the story that caused this issue to get fixed. Stories have real power. They have real power to influence and change. And so that's why I don't believe you can be a great leader if you don't know how to tell stories. If you're not a storyteller, you can't fully inspire people to be the influence that they have inside of them. You can't create opportunities for people to connect with ideas in a real and meaningful way if you can't tell stories. So why do I start this by saying storytelling is one of the most important elements in leadership? It's for that very reason. I believe it's one of the most important elements for leadership. If you want to be a great leader, if you want to take your leadership capabilities to the next level, there is nothing that I would ask people to focus on first and foremost than the ability to share stories. Are you a great storytelling leader? Are you a leader that just commands and controls people? Are you a leader that inspires through the art of storytelling? Are you a leader that gives people ideas and inspiration and the empowerment to influence through the art of storytelling? If you are, fantastic. Continue. Keep doing it. Double down. If not, there's an opportunity for you to become a better storyteller and ultimately become a more powerful and a more impactful leader. You want to be a great leader? Become a great storyteller.